Hello, welcome to Room 808 Language Academy, Mr. Johnson's podcast.
I'm Emerson, and...
I'm Reagan, and today we're going to be talking about Chapter 5 of Bridge to Terabithia. We have Mr. Johnson's classroom with us, and their students, of course, and we're going to have people from the audience kind of explain the scenes in the chapter. Gigi, do you want to go first?
Sure. Okay, so yesterday we read Chapter 5, The Giant Killers, and I have 8 scenes so far.
Mm-hmm. That seems to be correct. I have 8 scenes too. Can you describe a little bit about scene 1?
So scene 1, they're on the bus. Maybelle, Jess, and Leslie are on the bus, and they're talking. Maybelle yells about her Twinkies, and Jess warns her not to do that so people would steal them.
Mm-hmm. So they're on the bus. Maybelle is Jess's little sister. Jess and Leslie are friends. And Maybelle got the Twinkie where?
From Washington.
From her dad, right? And so she's yelling on the bus. She's like, I got a Twinkie, yay! And who perks up? Who's like?
Janice Avery, mm-hmm. Bully, who often scares and takes them to the
location.
So, yeah, that's bad news.
We all really know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, Atreyu, do you want to add a comment to that?
It was funny.
What was funny?
Her screaming about her Twinkies.
Because we wouldn't really do that on the school bus nowadays. We wouldn't really scream about a Twinkie. You would, okay. Okay, Michael, do you want to explain what happened in scene 2? Atreyu, can you give the mic to Michael? Can you, like, walk to him?
So, in scene 2, Jess and Leslie were, like, thinking of ideas on how to get back at Janice Avery for,
I don't think that's quite it. We're not at the scene where Janice Avery does something yet. Sarah, do you want to explain a little bit more?
So in scene 2, it's when Maybelle goes running to Jess and starts crying because
Janice Avery.
She started to tell him to kill her.
Yeah. But obviously that's not allowed. So what do they do instead? They make a promise to Maybelle, right?
Yeah, they're making a promise for them to get revenge.
What type of revenge? Do they know yet? They don't. Okay, Christopher, do you want to talk about scene 3?
Scene 3, in my opinion, was the longest and quite important because the rest of the scenes are based off of that. And Leslie and Jess are in Terabithia, and they're making a plan to get back Janice for what she did to Maybelle. And they say that Janice likes this guy named Willard Hayes, and they were like, well, to get her back, we should write a letter. And so they wrote this, like, love note that, in air quotes, Willard Hayes wrote, Hughes. But then they wrote it.
Mm. And where is Terabithia? Like, what is Terabithia?
Is in the woods, and it's a place that Leslie and Jess find, like, special to them, and they only them know about it, and they've built this little, like, castle.
Okay. So it's a magical place that only Leslie and Jess know
It's
about.
Not really magical, but in their minds it is.
Yeah. And they're making revenge for Janice Avery because they can't kill her. Okay, convention of war. Got it. Asif, do you want to add on scene four?
Like,
yeah.
So scene four is when they go back to the school and they go to the seventh grade classroom and try to find Janice's desk. And
they try finding it,
and Leslie is covering while Jess is trying to find the table, and one of the seventh grade teachers are coming, and Leslie tried to like buy Jess some more time, and when Jess found the table, he put it inside the desk and he hid in the boys' room and waited until his homeroom class.
Yeah. Okay, that was a pretty good explanation. So Leslie bought some time for Jess while he was putting
She asked one of the teachers about like how like she teaches science and like kind of like asked her to like teach her a little bit of some science.
Okay. I'm gonna pick some new side room. Alasan, do you wanna add on that? Add on scene five, right?
Hi. So what I think scene five was about, so I think the setting was at recess.
They were at recess.
The people, everyone.
Everyone, so all the people in the school, right?
Yes, and the action was Janice Avery was very excited about the note that Willard wrote. She even didn't bother to like bully the little kids because she was so excited.
So what did she do instead of bullying the other kids?
Instead, her and her little group of friends.
Yeah.
They went to the field to watch the boys play football. And so everyone had a peaceful recess without Janice Avery bullying them.
Yeah, definitely. So she went to see the seventh grade boys play football.
Jess and Leslie.
Instead of bullying the little kids.
That's
it. Yeah. Okay. Elliot, do you want to tell us about scene six? Scene six was, in my opinion, an important scene.
Okay, so scene six was Leslie and Jess were on the bus. And, well,
everyone was on the bus. Except
people
for
were on the bus. Yeah. While Janice Avery was going behind the school to meet. And they are talking about if she is actually going or not. And why she's not on the bus.
So what did the note say? The note said something about Janice and Willard Hughes meeting up after school. And then what were they going to do after that?
They were going to walk home together.
Wow. Walking home is like 3 miles from the school, right? That's what Jess says?
Yeah.
Jeez. That's a pretty long walk. So Janice isn't on the bus. She's not. And everyone's wondering why she's not on the bus. Is that...
Everyone knows why she's not on the bus, but a kid, I think Billy, he says that he saw Bill Morris, saw him get on the other bus.
Oof.
So they were discussing if Willard
Hughes was
actually meeting
Janice
Avery or not.
Well, some of Janice's friends were angry and thought because like they definitely knew Willard Hughes wrote the note, and so they were angry that Billy was saying otherwise. Hudson, would you like to tell us about scene seven? Okay, then you can add on. You can add on. Here.
Something that we didn't mention about the note is that at the end they said they wanted to keep it secret to make sure that Janice told everybody.
Yeah.
So that they would all make a fool of her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jess and Leslie are kind of evil for doing that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Yeah, she kind of deserves it, but like, I know, but it's just one Twinkie, you know? I mean, I know she kind of deserves it, but like, I know, but I'm just saying, it's kind of evil.
And scene 7 is back in Terabithia.
Christopher, what happened in scene 7?
So, what you were saying kind of leads us into scene 7. Jess is like kind of poor Janice, and yeah. Leslie is just like, no, she deserved it. And but Jess says, well, maybe I have something like you do with killer whales with Janice Avery. Because before in the book, Leslie says that she really likes the killer whales and she doesn't want them to die. Yeah.
And so basically, Jess is saying, like, I mean, like, she deserves it, but, like, it's kind of harsh to make her so humiliated in front of everyone, especially her crush.
It's a funny scene.
Yeah. A little bit of sympathy. Sympathy for Janice Avery. Okay, Hunty, can you say what happens in scene 8?
So in scene 8, Janice is a little bit late, but she gets onto the bus and she's stomping because she's really mad because she found out that there was no Willard Hughes behind
the
school.
Had to walk 3 miles home.
No, she got on the bus.
No, she Willard, the note said to not get on the bus because he was going to walk her home. So she, yeah, but she couldn't catch the bus last night, so she had to walk 3 miles home last night. By herself in the dark.
I'm talking about the morning, like the next day.
Well, she was angry because of that.
Yeah, she was angry because she had to walk home, but also because the note lied to her, and everyone knew at that point, so they were all, like, so she thought, like, everyone was gonna like laugh at her and everything, and that was like her biggest fear. It said that earlier in the book.
And I think Maybelle was pretty happy because she was like, "You got her that mad? Like, wow, I'm so proud of you." Alessandra, do you have anything? Yeah, they didn't kill her though, which was kind of that would have been pretty.
And also, the next morning on the bus, Janice Avery, she was furious. She was kind of like, I dare one of you to say something. Because she was that mad. But everyone knew that if they said something,
they'd get it.
And
they would be dead.
Maybelle was very happy. And now we're reading about what happens next.
That's all the scenes that we did. Okay, that's
what Bridge to Terabithia scene 5 is. Chapter 5.
That was it for our podcast.
So far.